8 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Happy Thursday. Now, normally we would do our good news stories of the day.
Yes.
But today we get a chance to meet Friday's hometown hero.
Yes, you may know this person as a longtime business owner on Maui, and you might have even seen an article all about him in the Maui News recently. He is on the phone line right now, and he is the owner of Naka's Drapery in Wailuku. We welcome Bobby Nakamura. Hey, Bobby.
Good morning.
Good morning, Ed and Charlie.
Yay. How was your trip? I know you went on a trip recently.
Yeah, I just came back from a trip yesterday. Went on a trip to California and had to get away from all the craziness of work.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. Was that difficult with COVID tests and stuff like that?
It actually wasn't too difficult.
Good.
You know, basically we just followed the directions and prepare ahead of time.
Yeah.
Things went really smoothly.
Okay. Well, Bobby, at the beginning of the pandemic, when you had heard that PPE was scarce among hospital workers and other frontline workers, we understand you spent $19,000 of your own money just to buy KN95 masks and surgical masks. What made you decide to do that?
A couple of things that factored into this. My mom used to be a nurse at the hospital for 20 years. And so it kind of was close to home with what was going on. And,
yes.
My sister actually came up with the idea of doing this, getting masks. And she was in Southern California. She came up with the idea of getting the mask and donating out to a bunch of people, frontline workers, and wherever was going on. So I just jumped on the boat, and you know, it actually started off as just a small order of 2,000 KN95s, but then the response that, you know, people needed it, it was so great that it just kept on going. And
can you name some of the other organizations that you also helped out?
Well, there's of course, the police department, the correctional facility, Halemakua, Wailuku and Kahului, gave a couple to Pacific Cancer Institute.
Did you do this all by yourself, Bobby? How did you accomplish getting the everything out to so many different groups?
It was pretty hectic. Luckily, I had two good employees that stuck with me and helped me out with a lot of things. But most of the deliveries or pickups, I did on my own. And it was, you know, at that time, it was kind of scary. We didn't know what was going on. Everything was kind of questionable. So most of the things I did was by myself and just delivering stuff and, you know, making contacts.
Now Naka's Drapery, they actually, you guys make drapes, but did you actually begin producing the PPE, or were you just ordering it from outside?
We were ordering the PPE, the KN95s and surgical masks. You know, we kind of transitioned because, of course, business slowed down, everything slowed down. And
mm-hmm. Right.
I kind of made the decision that, you know, I was like, I'm going to do something great for the community. And it was actually, I didn't really think that we were going to survive as a business. So it was like, you know, let's do this one last good thing. And so I asked my workers, and they were on board, and they're like, yeah, let's do this. So we just went and started making sewing masks, you know, cloth masks, and because we have all the machinery and the materials. So
how long has Naka's Drapery been around? How long have you guys?
Originally, it was my grandfather started. It was Naka's Upholstery Mini Blinds started in 1957, I think.
Wow.
Then my dad did Naka's Carpet and Drapery, and now I'm just more focusing on window coverings and drapery, but we still do carpeting and stuff.
So, Bobby, you were able to keep your employees on with this transition then?
Yes. I was able to keep them on. You know, with all the news of hearing about the unemployment and how hard it was to get unemployment and, you know, all the uncertainty, that, you know, that's why I told them, you know, we got, you know, I can keep you guys on in a couple of months and see where we go from there. And,
awesome.
You know, things started to pick up, so we kept them on and kept them off unemployment.
And do you have any heirs or children that are interested in this family business to keep it going?
No, I don't.
Oh, no children. No.
A lot of people ask me that. I think, why don't you have kids?
Yeah. Oh, wow. Well,
it's kind of the same thing with my parents told me. Like, we don't want you taking or doing the business because it's not easy. And, you know, I see that now firsthand. It's like, it's not easy running a business. Especially
but you're doing it.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you're doing at the moment as well to support our community as the pandemic still, you know, it's still around?
Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's still around. So we got really busy, and it's been really, really hard for us. Supplies and things are hard to come by, and materials. But we the people we like to volunteer and help out with is like the Maui Food Bank. And, you know, I kind of can't wait to like, we can get more stable so we can get around to doing volunteer work with them. And we really like the Maui Food Bank and what they do and what they stand for.
And how's your business? Is it going to survive?
It's going to survive. We've got a lot of, we've been so long here that there's a lot of local customers that keep on coming back to us and, you know, still support us. We're still trying to, you know, do things smart and carefully, though. But, you know, we're going to survive.
Cool. And finally, Bobby, if you could give one message out to our Maui community, what would it be?
I guess to help each other. We are a small community, so...
True.
Just go back to focusing on, you know, helping each other, taking care of each other. You know, whatever our opinions or differences may be, we still need to, you know, take care of each other. And that's the only way we're going to prosper and be happy, I guess.
Well, thank you for all of the good things that you've been doing for Maui community and for all these different organizations. I know, Bobby, that I believe in karma, you know. So with all the good you're doing, I'm sure it'll come back to give you good business. And so you can keep Naka's Drapery going.
Yeah, it's already come back, and it's already from before. So, I mean, I love the community in Maui, and cool. This is, you know, that's why we want to try and help and give back. And, you know, whatever happens to us, you know, it's going to happen. But, you know, we can still keep a good attitude and go forward.
And that's what it is attitude, yeah?
Yep.
All right. Well, thanks, Bobby Nakamura, this week's hometown hero.
You take care.
Woo-hoo, thank you, guys.
Woo-hoo!
This hour brought to you in part by BMW of Maui.
Aloha, this is Aka Demesa with BMW of Maui. Your health and safety are our priorities.